been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
just ride on the peace train.
Cat Stevens, Peace Train. Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. Jason and I were struggling to come up with his Muslim name, and then we realized we didn't care. So Jason didn't even bother Googling it. I always confuse it with the name of someone involved in terror, so I don't want to do that. But it kind of reminds me. Now you do want to know. Yusuf Islam, Ramzi Yusuf is what I always think of. And I know it's not that. Well, you can see how that would happen. Yusuf Islam, he's 65. There, see, we did care enough to look it up, so I just lied. Whatever. All right, I did not hear this, and I'm going to be perfectly candid with you. I have not heard this, but it's all over the web. Bob Costas, who has angered people before with his liberal blatherings during the halftime of Sunday Night Football, by Jove, he's done it again. This time with a commentary about Vladimir Putin at the Olympics, of course, being hosted by Putin. And it sounded apparently, and again, I have not heard this, it sounded apparently like he worked for Pravda, the old Soviet newspaper. Jason, go ahead and fire it up. I'm assuming there's going to be an advertisement, which is why I figured you should go ahead and start it up. So I'll talk for another 30 seconds. He apparently hails Putin as a great peacemaker, and there's all of this love for strongman Vladimir Putin, who in many ways, when it comes to stifling free speech, has very much turned modern Russia back into the Soviet Union. Bob Costas apparently is oblivious to all of this. All right, here we go. Here's what Bob Costas had to say about Vladimir Putin.
The Sochi Olympics have been an object of fascination and controversy for months now. And at the center of every question is the country's president, Vladimir Putin. He was the central force behind bringing these games here and was also involved in just about every detail of their planning and presentation. It's a pivotal and controversial juncture in his ongoing effort to lead his country back to prominence.
Putin has been a fixture on the international stage for almost 15 years as either president or prime minister. That's far longer than any other leader among the world's most influential nations. Just in the past year, Putin brokered a deal to allow Syria to avoid a U.S. military strike by giving up its chemical weapons, and helped bring Iran to the negotiating table over its nuclear intentions. And he has repeatedly showcased his confidence to take on the West, particularly the United States, offering asylum to National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden, enticing Ukraine to back out of a deal to join the European Union, and passing laws viewed as repressive to members of the gay community and their supporters. He even wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, published last September 11th, explaining his view of the situation in Syria and chastising President Obama for calling America exceptional. A month later, Forbes magazine named Putin the world's most powerful person, knocking Obama down to number 2.
All right. Now I saw it. Now I heard it. I want to read what the Daily Caller says about this. If all you know about Vladimir Putin is what you learned from Bob Costas during NBC's Olympic coverage Thursday night, you might be excused for thinking the Russian autocrat is a great peacemaker on the world stage. And then they go through all of the things that you just heard. You scroll down, Jason, because I'm not going to reread all of that. Then they say, except Putin is one of the chief backers of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad's regime, and the deal he helped broker with the U.S. isn't fully being implemented. Syria has reportedly missed deadlines in turning over its chemical weapons stockpile. But don't worry, Putin is probably not all that concerned. No one believes Putin brokered the deal because he's a great man of peace who was hoping to lessen the carnage in Syria, where an estimated 130,000 have died since civil war began in 2011. And the Assad regime has used chemical weapons against its own people. Rather, Putin hoped that the deal would take U.S. pressure off Assad so he could crush the rebel insurgency in his country unmolested. And it's worked. Before the deal, Assad was an international pariah. Putin's deal helped legitimize him, which is good for Russia since Syria is one of the country's prime Middle East allies. As for Iran, whatever you think of the current negotiations between Iran, the U.S., and other world powers over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program, Russia did not play a big role in bringing the negotiations about. International sanctions on Iran played a large role, and Russia has attempted to stymie increased sanctions on Iran every step of the way. As the Washington Post put it last month, Russia and China have long been Iran's protectors at the United Nations. All right, I want your reaction to this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. To an extent, I have defended Costas somewhat in the past. Obviously, there are First Amendment rights. NBC can let him say whatever he wants. When he took up issues that were at least tangentially related to sport, okay, the one that really hacked people off is when he basically called for extensive gun control in the wake of a shooting involving an NFL player. This is the Olympics. By definition, what do the lover of the Olympics always say? They should have nothing to do with politics. They should have nothing to do with geopolitical anything. They're about nations competing on the field of sport. So why does NBC let him do this pro-Putin diatribe? Well, diatribe's not the right word. Propaganda. He did sound like he wrote for Pravda. Why would you let him have that venue? Now, you can, and I can hear the liberals out there, well, he did talk about the homosexuality issue and all of that. And he did. He threw a few warts out there. But it completely, as the Daily Caller points out, it completely misrepresented exactly what his role was. He just provided cover for Bashar al-Assad. That's turned out to be a disaster to which Bashar al-Assad is not making good, as people like me and a whole lot of others knew he wouldn't. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. Was Bob Costas wearing a blue dress when he gave that speech? Because it sounded like he was giving him the Lewinsky treatment.
Oh, wow. I'm not often speechless, Chris. But so you thought that was a tad fawning, did you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, why does NBC let him do this crap?
Because they support it.
Okay, but they must know that a whole lot of us don't, right? You see what I'm saying? It seems against their own market incentive. They know they're going to pee off a whole lot of us.
Yeah, but they do it anyhow with MSNBC and everything else. They are the most liberal network of them all, so got to tout their agenda.
Well, but okay, here's what's in it. Now, I think you're right about that. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. You have to understand something, though. MSNBC, liberalism is the product. They are trying to walk this tightrope where NBC, without the MS, NBC is still, in their mind, this legitimate news organization. Now, this is a sports broadcast by NBC, but that it's a legitimate news organization, not like MSNBC. Look, they know that they're selling liberalism on MSNBC. Now, the diehard, wacko left liberals, like some of my relatives, actually still think MSNBC is news. I get that. But for the most part, You okay over there? But for the most part, it's just it's the house organ for the liberal movement, Democratic Party. That's all it is. They have to know that inserting this in the Olympics is going to hack off a lot of people. I mean, he completely misrepresented Putin's role and motives in the Syrian conflict. Completely. And it's and they point out that he's even more now. I think he is more powerful than President Obama. President Obama allowed that to happen. But I think this is an insult to Americans to put this guy. I mean, you've got to read some of the Wall Street Journal pieces over the years from former chess player. Gosh, what's his name? Bobby Fischer beat him. Boris Spassky. It's the way people are thrown in prison like this. Remember the name of the musical act that I can't say on the air? Well, I know it doesn't mean the same thing over there. I'm still not going to say it. Blank Riot. You get thrown in jail for speaking your mind, just as you did in the old Soviet Union. This is who Bob Costas is celebrating. This is what they allow him to do. It is amazing to me when you think back. This is the network of Huntley and Brinkley. I mean, heck, for that matter, it's the network of Tom Brokaw. I know he's a big liberal, but even he, this is just, it is stunning to me. It really is that they do a propaganda piece. And can we not mention that Sochi has been kind of a disaster? Kind of, Jason says, well, hang on, it hasn't really gotten going yet. But, I mean, hotels weren't ready, streets weren't ready. It's been an embarrassment of global proportions. All right, if you have any thoughts on that, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Otherwise, I'm on to other things.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.